The author Matt Miller has an idea about how to get more Americans to vote.
Actually, my local rabbi's wife has the idea. No kidding. Didi Carr Rubin says it's simple and sure to work. Turn the election into a lottery. The stub that's proof you voted would be your ticket. Prizes could range from $10 million for the winner to dozens of million-dollar runners-up. Does anyone doubt this would lift turnout from today's pathetic 50% in presidential years toward 100%? Say goodbye to old arguments over whether non-voters feel powerless or pleased. It's all moot when everybody has to vote to win, and the tickets are free. Imagine the excitement this November 2nd if this scheme is in place. As night fell, we'd huddle around the TV to find out who would take office and to learn who had really won. A rapt nation would hold its breath, marinating in the twin dramas of participatory democracy and randomly redistributed wealth. Imagine Dan Rather on the tube. We'd hear, "With polls now closed on the West Coast, CBS News is predicting that John Kerry is the next president, and Sue Johnson has just won $10 million. Bob Schieffer is live in South Central Los Angeles with America's freshly minted multimillionaire and single mother." Depending on how many winners were staked and how generously, the cost of this guaranteed 100% turnout plan would be a few hundred million bucks every 4 years, tops. Uncle Sam could easily finance it just as the feds fund campaign matching funds today. Or we could let Coke, Budweiser, and other sponsors pick up the tab in exchange for putting their ads on voting stubs, I mean lottery tickets. What's nice is how this whole thing turns the usual anti-lottery arguments on their ear. Instead of preying on poor people, who fritter away needed cash and dreams of hitting it big, this lottery empowers them. It would give poor folks a new stake in voting. In one stroke, it might do more for the disenfranchised than a dozen Jesse Jackson campaigns. Sure, it would be nice if an election lottery wasn't necessary. And yes, other advanced democracies don't need such gimmicks. But decades of hand-wringing and civics lectures have resulted in fewer people going to the polls. This is America, darn it. If everything else pays, why shouldn't voting?
Those are the comments of Matt Miller. He is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and the author of The 2% Solution, Fixing America's Problems in Ways Liberals and Conservatives Can Love.